Ray Foley.
It's Ray Foley. Playing the music you love all afternoon on Today FM.
Monday has arrived. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, another week has begun and we're on the radio. Yeah, good. It's all good, yeah.
Are you feeling the Monday vibes, right?
I'm fine.
You're grand, are you?
No, okay. I'm fine.
Well, that's good.
I'm fine. Actually, whatever about me feeling the Monday vibes, this lady is definitely feeling the Monday vibes. Are you familiar with the thing called Look North?
Look North, no.
Look North. It's on the BBC. I think it's part of the BBC News service that, you know, the way when the BBC News is on, and we're watching BBC Northern Ireland, and then it goes from the main news. I don't know, what time is the news on? At 9 o'clock?
Probably.
The main news is on, and they go, let's switch over now. And then it does a Northern Ireland, the local Northern Ireland news from Belfast.
So it's like a regional service.
I'm guessing it's Manchester or it's north of England, right? It's called Look North.
Okay.
She's just signing off, the newsreader, and she's saying Look North will be back tomorrow morning on BBC Breakfast. And she wants to say, I think she wants to say good night or good evening at the end.
Right.
So, like newsreaders do.
That's fine, yeah.
So they do a thing, you know, the other thing that newsreaders do with sheets of paper as
oh,
well.
Oh, they tap them, yeah.
The tap.
Because so, they're done.
So, again, this is another thing I'm great at.
You can do that on telly.
Worth noting, if you give me a couple of cards, of cardboard cards as well, I can do that.
I could kind of do that as well. I'm not as good as you.
Now, the camera's still on me.
Yeah.
And the studio's gone dark.
Sure.
But I'm doing...
Tap.
Tap. Good evening. Good evening.
I get you.
And then I look over at the sports guy and I'm going, hamana, cucumbers.
Because you're all mates and you're having a little bit of small talk between you because you're all part of the one team.
But I'm not saying anything because I don't even like him. I don't like any of the sports people. But I pretend in the darkened studio as the lights are dimming down.
That's the magic of TV.
Good evening. Roll it there, Ray. I'm still in the running, by the way, just... Sustain. Not ruling myself out.
Nobody has said you're not in the running, actually.
So I'm still very much in the running. Anyway, Look North, right?
Yeah.
Have a listen here. She's signing off on her Look North. She says, we're back tomorrow. Look North is back on tomorrow morning.
Well, that's all from us tonight. Look North is back in BBC Breakfast from 6:25. Good boy.
She says, good boy at the end of it. And the thing is, she can't fix it because she's gone. So maybe she's saying goodbye or good night.
There's no sports guy beside her that she's saying goodbye to. No,
she's sitting on a couch and she's on her own. So, but she's no way of recovering it because her time is up and they roll the credits right away. So it's not like she can go, sorry, I meant to say goodbye.
Well, that's all from us tonight. Look North is back in BBC Breakfast from 6:25. Good boy.
Good boy. Excellent. Good evening. Soft launch day 250. Let's rock and a deal room.
Today FM's cash machine.
10 grand on the line this afternoon, specifically 10,639. The Skizzer Sisters on Today FM. Filthy gorgeous Today FM. We play the music you love. Good afternoon. And some other song was before that. Gang's all here.
Whoa. How you doing?
Oh boy, it's nice to be in. We were doing Look North a couple of minutes ago. This is a BBC show, Look North, where the lady says good boy instead of saying goodbye, she says good boy. If you're a boy listening this afternoon and you want a shout out from a BBC newsreader, tell us why you're good. Voice notes or text 0874 100 102 and I will exclusively deliver for you on the radio a...
Good boy.
But only if you are a...
Good boy.
If you're a bad boy, then I'm afraid I can't... You've come to the wrong place, I'm afraid.
She has a nice tone. It is very reassuring. It's kind of like an affirmation you'd need if you're a weave it down in the dumps. That's nice to hear.
Fair enough. Yeah, I suppose I'll take that.
Good boy.
Good boy. The other thing as well is that maybe she just... Maybe she thought she got away with it. Because she has an air of confidence about her.
Well, that's all from us tonight. Look North is back in BBC Breakfast from 6:25. Good boy.
Good boy. And then the tune comes on. Oh. Oh, that BBC tune.
You love it.
Oh my God, I go nuts for it. Give me the full one. This is the banger. Like, this is the club edit.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, fuck yeah. See those hands in the air. Beep, beep. Come on, you know the words. Beep, boop, boop, boop. That's right, Ireland. I want to see those hands. I want to hear you boop this afternoon. Boop, 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 boop. Oh, nice. Now, just over this side. Boop, boop, boop. I want you... Now, just the fellas.
Boop, boop, boop.
This is so good. Here it comes.
Oh, yeah.
7 seconds out, ladies and gentlemen. Woo! And then the news is going to come on.
Here we go.
I love this. I love it so much.
Let's do the bloody news. Come on.
Oh, God, it's so good.
It's like catnip to you, isn't it?
I absolutely love it. I love it. Any of those news... beds or those news musics that have the bips, the pips and the bips. Boop, boop. But those drums are insane as well. Wasn't there a guy, a weather reader on the BBC that did, during lockdown, one of his lockdown challenges was to play the drums with the chugga-chugga-chum. Oh, hairs on the back of the neck stuff.
Thunderous, yeah.
Remind me to put that in the mix on Friday afternoon.
Are you joking?
I'm going to put that in the mix on Friday afternoon. 0874-100-102. Connor's over there. Connor? Hello, love.
Ray, maybe she's saying Luke North is back tomorrow morning. The presenter's name is Luke North.
Luke North.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's not a bad show. The show, though, Connor, is Luke North. It says it on the wall behind her. Like, it's LOOKNORTH. That's the name of the show or the news segment.
Maybe I'm wrong.
You are.
Love the show.
Hey, cheers, brother. Yeah, you got that one wrong, but look, I appreciate your input and I appreciate you reaching out to us. Just reach back now and put it back where you got it because it was wrong. Andrew's there as well. Andrew, hello.
Hey, Ray. Hey. Look North would be the Yorkshire area.
All right.
So realistically, she should have started off with ta-ra. Love the show.
Hey. Cheers, brother. All the best. Ta-ra, love. Good boy. You're a good boy, Andrew.
Need a boy who can cuddle with me all night.
Even though you're English.
Give me one, let me long, be my son.
This is FM.
Tell me lies, we can not
Tyro Cruz and Dynamite. Today FM playing the music you love. Ireland, welcome to Monday. Ray Foley's my name. Let's do some afternoon radio with my good friend, John Paul.
Hello there.
And... Do you want to do some... let's do a roll call, actually. We do that usually, don't we?
Sure do, yeah.
Who's in, who's out? 0874 100102. On show, Ray, the only good thing about this year's Eurovision was the non-performance of the UK entry. Love the show. Hey. A from Pat. Do you know what, Pat? I rather like the English entry. May... Stephen
Muller.
One of the Mays, anyway. She may the fourth be with you. I thought I quite liked the song. I didn't watch her performance over the weekend, but I quite liked the UK's song this year.
By all accounts, her performance was up to scratch. She was one of the favourites pre-show, but the judging just didn't work out.
She came in second last.
Yeah.
Not good. What else happened over the weekend? My eldest child got a haircut.
Right.
Big news in the Foley house.
Huge.
Massive. Our publicity team are on it. They're sending out a press release in the coming days. Hey Ray, look up Bill Bailey, comedian, BBC tune remix. Yeah, I was playing the BBC, the Boops tune. Is that it there? Sorry. Give us a bit more than that, will you, lads?
Oh, there it is. Here we go.
Times like this, I wish I was still a newsreader. Because I'd listen to this before reading it. Yeah, come on. Let's read the you-know-what out of this news. Here we go. Yeah, I looked up Bill Bailey. Look up Bill Bailey comedian BBC tune remix. It's epic from Laura. Laura, I found one of him when he's in Edinburgh. Please hold. And it's maybe I missed the bit where it's epic. I love Bill Bailey, but hang on, this is it.
Hello.
Hello, Bill. How are you?
Right. I want to try something with all of you. I want to try and replicate the sound of the pipes we heard so magnificently there. I want you...
Now, this is with an orchestra, okay?
...be the drone, that constant note, and then we'll try and play a tune over the top. So here's your note. Can you hum this for me?
Come on, JP.
That's it. Give it some more. Give it loudly. That's it. Okay, right. Here we go.
Okay, I'm loving this now. Come on, hum along if you're in the van, if you're in work this afternoon. Just that note. I bet you Ray Darcy's not doing this. Come on, join in. This is class!
Do not listen to the others. They are the false prophets. Only us, the true way. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, dance piano.
Yeah.
I have to say, tip of that. Who sent that in?
Thank you. See you later.
Was it Laura? Was it Laura texting me that? Laura, well done, madam. Tip of the hat. Excellent. Bill Bailey, by the way, on the BBC. That was live in Edinburgh. Ray, don't the drums on the news segment sound exactly like the start of Baywatch? From Kelly in Waterford. Love the show.
Hey. Hey,
cheers, Kelly. So hang on.
Oh, yeah. Hang on. There's something there.
Baywatch. Hang on.
Sure is.
I've just got to load it up. Silence. So the world news is that. And then over to...
Oh, yeah! Yeah!
Oh, we're on fire this afternoon, guys. I got to tell you. Kelly, well done. Go on, I'll give you a bit of this. I have to get into the ad break. Come on. Guys, do you remember? It's just Lazy Ridge. Do you remember theme tunes? Do you remember Mitch Buchanan? Do you remember Hobie?
People stand in the darkness, afraid to step into.
I know it's Monday, but we're all in a mood.
Some people need to help somebody when the air just surrenders inside. Don't you worry, it's gonna be alright. Cause I'm always ready, I won't let you out of my sight.
Playing the music you love. Good afternoon. Frank asking the question, I'm a different toaster. Frank's a fool.
It doesn't even sound like that, Frank. Come on.
Frank, I'm a different person.
Yeah.
Turn my world around. And I'm a different toaster. Also, how many toasters would someone have in their house? You don't even have the... Frank, you fool. Foolish Frank. There'd only be one toaster in the house. It's not like you go to use one toaster... And that toaster says to you, I'm a different toaster.
Because then that suggests there's another toaster, and there isn't two toasters in the house. Unless you're thinking of the sandwich toaster, in fairness.
Okay, yeah. Like the George Foreman type thing.
Well, there's the regular old-fashioned set. You know, the one that makes the triangles for you. Sorry, you're going to ask me a stupid question.
I was going to ask you a stupid question. Have you ever turned the toaster upside down and shaken out the crumbs?
No. What happens usually in our house is the toaster dies.
Oh.
And then the toaster stops working. And then I go, jeez, what's wrong with this toaster? And then there's a fight usually.
I didn't realise we were going to get to this place.
We're opening a dark can of worms. It's Monday. Come on, let's do this. The toaster will stop working. I don't mean the sandwich toaster. Sandwich toaster will be fine.
We'll go through toaster.
We'll go through 6 weeks of sandwich toaster usage. 3 to 6 weeks. 3 times a day. And then everyone in the house gets sick of toasted sandwiches. And the sandwich toaster goes back into the back of the press without ever being washed. Ever. It's never cleaned in any way. It's horrific. It's disgusting. That's where the next COVID is coming from. My sandwich toaster. I promise you this. Percolating in the back of the press.
Ground zero, yeah.
That's going to be ground zero. Mm. Forget your pangolins. Ray Foley's sandwich toaster in the back of the press.
Here comes the toaster virus.
That's where it all came from.
Yeah.
So then the regular toaster you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll die.
Sorry to jump in. Is there not a point in between it working and it dying where there's absolutely
something's wrong
of
here.
Smoke coming out of
something's
it because of so much
here.
Bread that's burning at the bottom of it? No.
What's wrong with this bloody toaster? Then there's an observation made by one or both of us, which is there's something wrong with this bloody toaster. What's wrong with this bloody toaster? Beat it around a bit, and then at that point you'll notice loads of crumbs coming out of it. Like it's just there. It's like Christmas. It's like crumb snow is what it is.
They're never moldy, the crumbs, though. I'm not saying you could eat them. I'm not saying I have eaten much of them. I'm just saying they could be edible, regardless of how long they've been in there.
There's a lot of crumbs, and then some of the newer toasters then have a kind of a drawer on the bottom that you pull out the drawer and you should see it. It's the drawer is only of a certain depth, okay? So then when you pull it out, it's scraping, like it's reached the depth. Like there's enough crumbs.
Like it's shaving off the top layer or something.
Yeah.
I get you.
There's so much crumbs putting the drawer out. Mm. And then you just throw the toaster in the bin and get another toaster. It's terrible, really. We should just take the crumbs out of the toaster or turn it upside down. That's the other thing with the drawer thing. It doesn't really work because there's still loads of crumbs left in the bottom of it. We're playing the lady on the news saying good boy instead of good night. I've been that soldier. I've done a thing. I've told you this before. I do this all the time where I say, how's it going? Like in a shop or something. I go in with the intention of a how's it going? But then mid how's it going, it pivots into how are you?
Mm-hmm.
And then it turns into how's it go? But I don't know if I've done it on the telly. How's it go? Let's go over live now to good boy.
Good boy.
Good boy. This is the BBC, if you missed it earlier, the BBC newsreader saying good boy at the end of the news.
Well, that's all from us tonight. Luke North is back in BBC Breakfast from 6:25. Good boy.
Good boy. So any good boys listening? 0874 100 102. Shane in Dublin's been on. He says, lads, I have you blasting here in the garage while I valet car interiors. 12 years into the job and it's still as satisfying as you'd imagine. The valeting or listening to us on the radio? I think I know your answer, Shane. It's the cars. Can I get a good boy, please, from Shane in Dublin? Shane, I watch a lot of car valeting Instagram videos. Are you on Instagram, Shane? Do you ever watch any of them?
I think I have, yeah.
People scrubbing like the interior of the car, the dashboard with a toothbrush and a bit of Jif. Oh, yeah. And looking at those cars, like they'd be horrific going in and coming out, they're like new.
Like they soap up the interior, like the upholstery.
Yeah.
And you can't really see it.
Yeah.
And then they like suck off the suds or blow
them off. Suck it off, yeah.
And then it's all really clean underneath.
Yeah.
And it's amazing.
It's amazing when they suck it off. It's amazing.
It is great, yeah.
It is. they do another thing as well where they put a, they get a drill and they put a roundy brush on it.
Yeah.
And then they use the drill to scrub. So before they suck it off, they give it a good scrub first.
Yeah.
And
then
it looks absolutely amazing. So he wants a good boy anyway, Shane in Dublin. Shaney?
Good boy.
You're a good boy. Who's a good boy? Ray, I think I deserve a good boy because I cleaned the grouting between our bathroom tiles. There's another scrubber here. Huh. I cleaned the grouting between our bathroom tiles with a toothbrush over the... With a toothbrush?
You were just saying that, were you?
Over the weekend. Yeah. I'm the best boy from Brian. Brian, do you know what you need to do with your grouting? And I've done this. You need to get a roundy brush. You can actually order them online. A brush with a drill bit head on it. So one end is brush... And the other bit is like a hexagonal bit that goes into a drill, into a cordless drill.
Right, yeah.
Then you jiff up your grout, and away you go. It ruins your grout, by all accounts. I've had texters telling me that before, but let me tell you, the grout looks sensational. You're a...
Good boy.
Oh, yes, you are. And Colin's over there as well. We're really digressing this afternoon. Colin.
Foley, JP, what's going on?
Hey, Loveen.
Colin here in West Cork.
Hello, Cork.
Jesus, I had that much porter over the weekend. Tis far from a good boy I am.
Right.
So I could do with a small bit of reassurance even, to get rid of the fear.
I don't know if you deserve it, actually, then on that basis. You've clearly been a bad boy.
But he's admitted his mistake, right?
Oh, I suppose. He's looking for penance.
By the way, love the show, boys.
Hey! Good luck. Cheers, fella. All right, then, go on.
Good boy.
You are a good boy.
Yes,
you are.
With Care Plus, not all careers in care are the same. The best starts with a K. Careplus.ie.
I'm talking to our listeners like they're dogs. Who's a good boy? Come here, listener. I want to scratch under your ears. Stay here. I'll play Sigala next, right here. With the breaths next, Jamie. Joe, you missed it.
Yeah, I was doing it. You just couldn't hear me. Sounds like I need an inhaler.
Try and do it at the time when she does it.
I don't know when exactly she does it.
But do it to the beat, like it's to the like try to be a bit more musical. No, now
I'm just slightly behind.
Someone bring in JP's. Can someone bring in JP's inhaler? Today FM playing the music you love. Destiny's Child and Lose My Breath. Uggy, uggy, uggy. Where's my oi, oi, oi? I mean, gee, you know what? Like, I can only do so much for you.
You can't get the support in this gig, can you, Ray?
I can only do so much for you.
You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink or say...
Uggy, uggy, uggies, JP.
Oi, oi, oi. Yeah.
So the man himself is in the building, I'm told. He's going to be performing live, Bulmers Live at Leopardstown. It's on June 8th, 15th and 22nd. Do you want to bring him in now?
I'll fetch him.
Is he sitting outside? Bring him in from outside. He brings a legion of screaming fans with him everywhere he goes. There they are there. Can you hear them? Come on in, sit down. Mark McCabe in the house. Sit down there. I've got a microphone on there. Yeah, 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 yeah.
This is straight in, no kissing.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. How are you?
I'm good.
Just lads, you should see Mark McCabe. You should see him. You're still the same age as you were 23 years ago, but you're a maniac.
Good.
What are you drinking? What are you on? I want some of that.
Coke Zero today.
I'm on Coke Zero every day. Look at the cut of me. Jesus. How many kids do you have?
It's the beard, two.
You've two kids?
Yeah.
I've got two kids, and look at me. I'm three times the size of Mark McCabe. Mm. He's still looking. How old were you when you did Maniac?
What age are your kids?
They're eight. Oh, Jesus. You put me on the spot now, Mark McCabe.
Jeez, Ray, come on.
I know one's 11 anyway.
Okay.
Work back from there.
My favourite one's 11. I've got one 2 years younger than that. Nine.
Very good. 11 and 13.
Yours are 11 and 13.
Older kids as well, you
Jankers.
Know.
So what are you doing? Do you run? What do you? He looks sensational. You should see him. Mark McCabe looks sensational.
Thank you, Ray.
You look great.
It's been a while since we've seen each other. I was kind of worried as to how you would perceive me and, you know.
Young.
Do I look
young,
okay?
You look young and fresh. I look fat and old.
I don't drink anymore.
Well, maybe that's it. Did you give up drinking?
I did, yeah.
Right. How long ago was that?
Oh, 6 years.
Right.
Yeah.
It suits you, man.
Yeah. Maybe on a bike.
Maybe that's my problem. You cycle?
I'd throw myself down a mountain.
What?
Downhill mountain biking.
Oh, that's dangerous.
Yeah, it's really dangerous.
Where'd you do that?
Broke my wrist last year.
Jeekers.
So, yeah, anywhere. Take knock.
Is it like, do you compete or?
I do.
Right. Go on. Yeah. So, do you do show off?
Yeah, it's good.
It's a medal to represent.
I don't know whether I'm any good, but.
would you take part in competition, mountain biking competitions?
Yeah, the downhill champs are coming up. Actually, next 2 weeks away in right. Carrick. That's the first round of it.
And you're competing?
I can't because I'm doing a gig down in Killarney. And it's not such a great thing to be sort of up till 3 o'clock in the morning and then.
Getting on a mountain bike and then trying to throw yourself down a hill.
Doesn't really work so good.
Yeah, when you're tired, it's not going to work.
Not going to work so good. But no, it's great. It saved me. It was COVID.
It was something to do, something to throw yourself into in
COVID. So I live in a place called Stebaside, which is just at the bottom of Tignock. Yep. And I can literally be up the top of Tignock in 15 minutes on the bike.
Wow.
So I just got really into it.
So hang on, how'd you get up there? Did you just cycle it up first and then, or do you bring it up in a trailer?
It's a bit of a journey.
Right.
To be honest, you kind of start as a mountain biker with a backpack and a bag of jellies and you're just out for the spin
and go,
on the
right.
bike and you just go and it's great. And
yeah.
then you kind of go, okay, well, what can we do here? And it gets a little bit more progressive and you start to jump off things and learn to jump. And then you get really lazy and you do what's called an uplift. So you go to the gap in Glencullen and you get into a van. They drive you up the top of the mountain. You hurry yourself down.
You throw down yourself down on the bike.
Yeah, and then you get back in the van, do it all over again.
Who is your gateway dealer or your gateway? Because everyone has a friend or a pal. Now you're someone's pal, right?
Yeah.
And you've got pals that are like, no, man, I'm not doing that. And you're like, oh, come on, man, it's amazing. Throw yourself down the mountain. Who was your friend in your life that was like, Mark, I swear to God, just come up the mountain, throw yourself up the mountain on a bike. This is what we've got to do.
Yeah.
Who was your friend?
Guy called Al Remond.
There you go.
Yeah. Absolutely.
He's a DJ as well, isn't he?
He is Trail Advisor on Instagram.
He's what?
Trail Advisor is his name on Instagram.
On Instagram.
Yeah.
Shout out to Al.
So he was saying for years, come up. You got to. It's great. You'll love it. And I was like, nah. And then I did it.
I don't want to break my wrist.
Well, that was, he kind of introduced me and then I just rammed it.
What about the kids? Would they be into it or would they just come along and watch you? What?
They were, but they got scared.
Right.
Kind of had a few falls, a few crashes. That's it. It's
so you're saying that your children have more sense than you do.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the way.
Well, I tell you the story of the wrist.
Yeah.
It's kind of okay. It's a funny one.
Does it show on or anything? No, it's all good now, right?
It's titanium. I've got a titanium plate in there.
Like Sia and David Guetta.
Yeah. Up in. I was in Ross Trevor around this time last year at a race and I crashed, and I had no idea I'd broken it. So I just got off the trail, walked down the bottom. I said, I think I've hurt my wrist, and they took in the mirror. Oh yeah. Okay. So it was either stay there and deal with it there or drive home. So I drove home.
With a broken wrist?
With a broken wrist.
Jeez, Mark.
I got to the hospital and they were like, it's a 9-hour wait. And I was like, I can't do this. So I went home and I slept with the broken wrist.
Oh my God.
I went to Loughlinstown
the next day.
It's like a
balloon the next day, was it?
Yeah, I went into Loughlinstown and they were like looking at me going, are you okay? And I was like, I think so.
I throw myself down a mountain on a mountain bike on a regular basis.
But they gave me the green whistle.
I've got a snapped wrist. What?
They gave me the green whistle.
What? Which is what?
Oh. The green whistle.
That's the good stuff.
Yeah,
is it? Right, okay.
Yeah,
right.
If you're ever in pain and they give you a green whistle, just go with it.
Okay, right, okay. I must bear that in mind.
It's super.
I'm in pain all the time. Look at me, for Christ's sake. both emotional and physical. It's crazy. And even I'm even more hurt. You walking in here looking fresh as a daisy.
Wait, you look great.
Mark, give me a large one.
No, you actually
are you on the green whistle at the moment,
give
Mark.
Me an extra portion.
Is there Botox on the forehead?
I like to keep clean. Did I tell you, I've declared myself in the running for the Late Late Show. I'm still very much in the running. I'm still very much declaring myself in the running for the Late Late.
Okay.
So that's why I'm doing a little bit of Botox, getting rid of the crow's foot and stuff, making sure I'm fresh. Mark McCabe, here's a story for you. Mark McCabe gave me my first job in radio. Did you know that?
I did not know this.
This is true. I was in college and I'd made up a tape. Mark used to run a radio station called Pulse, right? The dance radio station.
That's right.
And I used to listen to it all the time. I loved it. Deck Pierce was on there, Jenny Green. Who else? Give me some other you, obviously.
Oh, John Power, Al Gibbs.
Loads of big names. I used to listen to it all the time. I was such a fanboy, right? I'd come to live in Dublin from Mayo. I was in college, listened to Pulse all the time. I was like, oh man, I'd love to work there.
They're so cool there.
They're so cool. So I made up a tape and I got a phone call. Mark McCabe rang my phone.
Uh-oh.
Right? From Pulse. And he said, I'm giving you a gig on Saturday. This guy is leaving us. I was like, who's leaving you? Who would ever leave Pulse? This loser called Deck Pierce.
Ugh,
right?
The
was
worst.
It actually?
It was Deck, was yeah, it was.
Actually?
He was leaving a Saturday gig. He was going to 104.
Oh, yeah.
And he's leaving us. Will you do Saturday afternoons? I was like, take my left arm. Yes, of course. He said, okay, you start on Saturday week. I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. Saturday week, are you free? Can you start then? Yes, absolutely. Next day, my phone rings. It's Mark McCabe again.
Unbelievable. 2 days in a row.
Yeah, second day. I was like, Mark, what is it? Anything? What
boss,
is it?
Hi, boss. Hi,
boss. Boss, chief boss.
Put me in, coach.
He says, we're shutting the radio station down. Rather than put you on the air, we're shutting the radio station down forthwith. It's shutting down this weekend. I was like, but what about my first show? He said, sorry, kid, there's nothing I can do for you. And that was it. That was the end of my career on Pulse.
Was that really how it went?
That's genuinely what happened.
I was thinking about this just the other day when I knew that I was going to come and see you. So, and I actually, it's a big regret that you weren't on the station.
Oh, sure. It was just timing. It was just like, yeah, it never worked out. Yeah.
There was another side to that, which was that the guys, I thought you were amazing. I thought you were great.
I thought it was rubbish.
I thought you were really funny.
Well, you're talking about other people thought I was rubbish.
This is where we wanted to go with this story. Yes, take us there, Mark. Go on.
I don't know whether they thought you were rubbish, but I think you were just a bit rural.
It was a Dublin radio station. Yeah. I was from the country.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I thought you were great. I thought you were hilarious because the demo that you gave was really, really good.
Right.
And I kind of, as things progressed over the years, I kind of wanted to own you a little bit.
Right.
In the sense that I wanted to be.
I've just said you still gave me my first gig. Even though you never put me on, you gave me the job. So instead, you're telling me then that your superiors or your station owners, they actually shut down the radio station just to avoid putting me on.
They just weren't feeling you.
I shut down a radio station. Yeah. Such is the power of my lack of talent.
Take note today, FM. Take note.
Shots fired. That's your warning. I want to talk about the gig.
Oh, yeah.
We'll do that. Actually, will I play Maniac now? Will I play in a minute?
I'll go on, play now.
Will I play now?
I'll go on.
No, I won't, actually. I won't. I'll make you wait first. Pretend like I'm in a DJ box and you've come up and asked me for Maniac. I'm going to make you wait for an hour and a half. No Doubt and Just a Girl on Today FM. Come up on the bike, man. It'll be amazing. I'll change your life. You won't be fat anymore. No Doubt, Just a Girl. This is Today FM. Playing the music you love. We were just talking about. So it's this is Mark McCabe is here, by the way. Mark,
thank
beautiful
you.
Man. Beautiful.
Thank
still you. Looking beautiful. Talking about the mountain biking. So this isn't the bouncing on the mountain bike thing. That's a different thing. This is like just go straight down the mountain at speed thing.
At speed, over rocks, jumps.
Oh, no, you're grand.
You name it.
No.
Good.
No, you're okay. I'll stick with the Chardonnay and the couch and the chicken tikka masala. Let's talk about Bulmers live at Leopardstown. This is, there's a bunch of gigs happening. Wild Youth are going to be performing on the 8th of June, Key West on the 15th of June. Wallace Bird and the Undertones also confirmed. And our very own Mark McCabe is going to be on stage on the 22nd of June. Live Mark McCabe. The live Mark McCabe experience. What do, aside from Maniac.
It doesn't matter. It's like.
This is the Maniac 2000 guarantee for Mark McCabe.
It's 55 minutes of everything else and then Maniac.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much how it goes. It doesn't matter what I do in those 55 minutes. I could literally stand there reading poetry and people would just be like, just play Maniac.
Just play Maniac.
Just do Maniac.
Do you do a different version of Maniac for live gigs or for bigger gigs?
I used to, all right. I made a new version. I produced a new version. And then I got to the point where it was like, actually, people probably just want to hear the original one.
Right.
So I use the original one now.
You use it all. You still use the original.
Yeah.
Those kids then, those girls, are getting boys and girls, but those kids that you hear, I've got them there. We played a little bit of it a second ago. Screaming at the beginning of this.
Yes.
They would be in their 40s then.
Probably.
They're as old as we are.
I always wonder what happened to, you know, the people that would have come to the gigs at the time as to where they've ended up and how many of them are probably dead, you know, because...
All right, Mark, it's a fun show.
That's a grim observation there. I'd say a lot of them are still alive.
A lot of them, yes.
Most of them are.
A lot of people claim to have been there at the cricket club in 1999.
Is it a specific time? Is it a specific gig or a specific series of gigs at the time?
It was a specific gig.
Right. That you recorded the video at, or was that you recorded the audio?
So the audio was the cricket club in Clontarf.
Right.
And then the video was the Temple Theatre.
Okay.
In wherever it's called, up at the top of Connell Street.
Yeah, in Dublin City Centre, yeah.
Yeah, but good times, great times.
Unbelievable. How much do you still get money from royalties or from play of Maniac? Because I swear to God, I could play Maniac every day based on people loving it still.
No.
Do you not?
No, they calculate it differently.
What?
So they don't. They used to sample clubs and venues,
yeah.
But they don't anymore. They just take the top 10 dance chart.
And
so,
that's it?
Yeah, so Come On Eileen and ABBA, Dancing Queen, and all of these great big tracks that you hear at every wedding or every disco or whatever. They never actually get paid for it.
Really?
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
And it was like, there's probably 60 grand's worth of royalties or something sitting there. But
yeah, and untouched.
Untouched.
And what about radio play? Does it come from that then?
It doesn't get radio play. It gets spot plays.
Well, yeah, I suppose occasionally you get it on. I get it on a lot of Fridays, though, in fairness. I would squeeze it on. There's a lot of love for it. That's the other thing as well, that, you know, DJs up and down the country must hate you, because what I just said a minute ago, like, you have to wait an hour and a half for it. So I suppose you have the same experience, like, with this gig at Live at Leopardstown.
Yeah.
But, like, any gig I've ever done, it's like, in the first 5 minutes, do you know, the house lights haven't even gone off yet. It's not even dark outside. There's three people in the place. And some lad comes up and he says,
"Play Maniac."
Play Maniac.
Look,
And the thing is, once you play Maniac, there's no coming back.
Do you still gig?
What?
Do gigs?
Occasionally. Yeah. You know, we do a favor for someone or whatever. But like, once you play Maniac, like, that's it.
It's downhill like, from there.
The party's over. Yeah. It's not going to get any better than this.
So this is what people don't understand when I gig as well, is that I have to get to it. You have to build up to it.
Yeah.
But that's also a challenge for me, because it's like, how do I get to it? Like, what am I going to play for 55 minutes in order to get to that point?
And what do you play? Because you've done so much since. I mean, I know you've had a lot of iterations and you've had a lot of names and you've worked in different.
I don't play any of that.
Oh, really? You don't play any of your own stuff?
I play one. I play the collaboration with the Sunset Brothers, which is feeling it, because it's up there. It's the same kind of tempo.
Uh-huh.
But it's like an arc. So I kind of, like, about 40 minutes in, we get to Maniac, and then it just goes crazy. And it's not an arc. It's like a trajectory. But it's all sorts of silly stuff.
Yeah.
There's a bit of Scooter in there.
Oh, lovely. Like,
it's all fast, but it's great. It's good fun.
I'd say so, yeah.
This gig will be great, because it's South Dublin, Leopardstown Racecourse, but of course everybody's welcome. But it's that particular area was very hot with Pulse.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
Was this Club 92? Was that the same place?
The same place, yes. Yeah. That's closed now, but... Yeah.
Getting a really chicken good. Curry like at 11 o'clock or something. I know it never happened to me, because I grew up on the other side of the country, but everyone tells the story of how this nightclub would give you like a chicken curry at like 11 o'clock to stop you from getting drunk.
Yeah, where is that?
That was Club 92.
I've heard it. So Henry McKean was talking about it on the radio the other day.
That was everywhere.
Oh, what?
It was part of the licensing laws.
What?
Yeah. Oh, no, come on.
But Club 92 was famous for it.
You never got chicken... And
no,
chips.
We didn't. No. We just went on the beer.
It was a way around the licensing law that you had to serve food,
and you could stay open
and
later.
You could stay open late, yeah. So they used to cook up like chips and chicken and just put it in a tray and hand it out of a door somewhere.
Honestly,
all over the place.
I'd still be going out if that was the case. I swear, I'd be only there. Ray, what are you doing here? I'm waiting for the chicken curry. But you're not dancing around there or drinking. No, like I say, I'm waiting for the chicken curry. Will you sell an argument for us? She was in full flight, or she was in for a fright?
She was in for a fright.
She was in what?
For a fright.
Aha! She was in for a fright.
Yeah. And she'll attack. She's a maniac. She's a crack.
I swear, we had such a row a few weeks ago. She was in full flight. She was in for a fright. So she was in full flight.
No, she was in for a fright.
She was in for a fright.
Yeah.
She was in for a fright.
Yeah. She was on for it that night.
Right. Stand by. Am I going to play it? Am I allowed to play it now?
I guess you have to.
Yeah, I do have to play it.
No royalties, though.
Spot plays, guys. Yeah. Spot plays. Mark McCabe is going to be live at Bulmers, live at Leopardstown on the 22nd of June. You can get your tickets at leopardstown.com/Bulmers live. Ladies, gentlemen, boys and girls. What?
It'll be a belter.
It'll be a belter. It sure will.
We're starting the build up to Maniac now.
He's going
to
take us on a journey. He's taking us on a journey. Yep. Ladies and gentlemen, Mark McCabe.
Thank you, Ray.
Mark McCabe is still here. What a beautiful man. We've given so much love on the text from Mark McCabe and Maniac. Oh my God, it's outrageous. 0874 100 102. Kelly's nightclub in Port Rush used to have a chipper inside. A deadly job getting the chicken fillet burger and chips, then heading to the bar to get pints from Jenny. Was there a Club 92 as well? There's a story about kebabs or some sort of kebabs or a coleslaw and chips or something of that nature. See, this is probably a time before Supermax.
This is a time before Supermax really came into its own, and you'd be getting your grub in the nightclub itself. Before you wouldn't even have to leave the nightclub, and they'd be giving you the chicken fillet burgers. Meadowlands bun, Clody Wexford gave a choice. Sausage, beans and chips, or chicken peas and chips. Ooh. And then into Kelly's Chippers for chicken curry and chips. Hang on a minute, you leave the nightclub and then go to the chipper afterwards, before the bus home. Good old days from Sinead. Mark very kindly gave up about an hour or so of his time to help out with a UL final year project on high-end speaker design. You are into your speakers, Mark McCabe.
Yeah, I love my sound. So,
such a sound guy, says Dave in Tipperary. Dave Moyle. I think he's actually saying he's actually sound. A couple of German lads at a stag in Carrick and Shannon came up to me after Maniac and asked, "What just happened?" From Dara. I can imagine. It's the same. The only thing that'll go down better in a nightclub than Mark McCabe Maniac 2000
is a chicken curry.
Aside from chicken curry, is Italian 90. Put him under pressure. Oh, yeah. Okay, I mean, okay. I swear to God, you're setting a nightclub on fire then at that stage.
There was a recent TikTok video which kind of blew my mind, which was that people just discovered that Maniac was only an Irish thing.
People in Ireland just discovering that it wasn't international.
No,
it was just us.
It was like, my goodness, how did I not know this? I played this to my friend from the UK and they didn't know what it was.
It was just a uniquely Irish thing. Trish texted, "I remember seeing Mark at Gory Festival and his gig was awesome. The atmosphere building for Maniac was nuts." Go to the gig. And I'm chair dancing at the desk. I had the CD single with me in Sydney in 2002.
Can I give you a story?
Yeah, go on.
The Gory Festival. So we were mid-flight, full, like say 52 minutes in.
You were in for a fright or you were in mid-flight?
In mid-flight, in full flight.
Right.
Okay, 52 minutes into the gig, just about to go there with Maniac. The hats were about to drop. And this guy came up to me and said, stop the music. We've got to stop the music. There's a missing child. And I was like, oh God, okay. Stop the music though? And he was like, yes, stop the music and announce that there's a missing child. Can you please tell everybody that this child is missing? She's 4 years of age. Can people look around and see where this child is? She's gone missing. So this big stop. Now, if you know Gory Main Street, it's a long street. Yeah. I swear to God, it was literally up to the top of the Garda station. It was stuffed. Great gig. Amazing. Stopped.
Yeah. Mid-flight. Just before Uggy.
Sorry, ladies and gentlemen, but there's a child missing. Would you all please take a look around you and see where this four-year-old child might be, please, if you could. Okay, stopped. 10 minutes.
Of no music?
No music,
deadly
nothing.
Deadly silence.
Took the thing completely down. It turned out it was a 14-year-old who was down some side street wearing the face off some other guy and somehow got confused that a 14 to 4-year-old child is missing. And Main Street.
Snap open the glow sticks, lads. We're getting straight back into Maniac. Anne-Marie texted, she said, "I'm chair dancing at the desk. I had the CD single with me in Sydney in 2002 and I left it in a drawer of a room I was renting. Still haven't gotten over it." If we can do a shout, that's a total us thing. Text in if you found that CD. And Maggie said, Mark, you wanted to know where us original Maniac kids went. Well, we played Maniac for our wedding final song. From Maggie. There you go. They're out there. They're getting married. They're procreating. They're keeping the legend alive. Yeah. I have to get into an ad break. Thanks so much for coming in. Mark McCabe.
Thank you.
He's going to be live. Bulmer's live at Leopardstown from June 8th. And good luck.
Dave Foley.
That's me.
With Care Plus.
It's 12 to 15 degrees today. FM News, more in the last word at 4:30.
So I've done a re-edit there. You said it was a freshwater lagoon rather than being under the sea that the man lived under.
Yeah.
What was the top line of your story, though? What does it say in the top line? Oh, my God.
Who is doing that? That's me filling time. A Florida man has broken the record for the longest time living underwater.
Living underwater, not under the sea. Okay, fair enough. So I've changed the lyrics slightly. I think it's pretty... It's pretty clean. It's pretty clean edit.
Okay.
Yeah, you're not going to spot it.
Smooth.
It's nice and smooth. Here we go.
Right.
Freshwater lagoon. Freshwater lagoon.
Darling, it's bitter down where it's
I need to do it with the accent, don't I?
Yeah.
I think
can
I
you?
Do
are you allowed?
Freshwater lagoon. Freshwater lagoon.
Darling, it's bitter now where it's wetter. Take it from me.
It doesn't really rhyme, but I'm working. It's very much a work in progress, guys.
Are you drunk now?
Absolutely.
Now let's judge what I'm doing.
What if we just fall? What if we just
fall? Lovely. Mark sent one in as well. They're just so gorgeous. They're just too gorgeous not to share.
Fall?
There's kind of a question on that one.
I like it.
Oh, man. What a show. It's been a busy old show, hasn't it?
Packed.
Jammers, lots of love for Mark McCabe still coming in on text. Are we doing the entertainment update?
Do we have to?
I'd forgotten about it.
Okay. That's your excuse, is it?
It looks like it's time for your entertainment update.
It's 007 to 00 heaven as Pierce Brosnan swaps a license to kill for a license to chill. The Meath Man says he never gets angry because he uses meditation to keep his cool. Pierce, who swapped Navin for Hawaii, says he works hard at taking the positives from his millionaire tropical seaside lifestyle. When reporters asked why he doesn't miss the usual glamorous Hollywood life, Pierce said, "That's just Hawaii roll."
Very good.
Right.
Yeah. What's the question again? When he's asked what?
Why he doesn't miss the usual glamorous Hollywood lifestyle.
He answers, "I live in Hawaii, God. That's like, what he says. I live in Hawaii." But do it in a Pierce Brosnan voice.
Oh, how does that go?
"I live in Hawaii."
It's pretty good.
"I live in a party. HP
ice cream party.
A HP ice cream party."
Right.
JP, thank you very much indeed. George Ezra. He's in. Oh, jeez, what's that?
Feedback.
There's feedback there. Oh, there it is again.
Is it on the music?
JP, thanks indeed. George Ezra has announced an extra show on the 8th of June at the Olympia Theatre in Dublin. The concert is... Is it
it's
feedback?
On the music.
Is it? It is.
It's on the music.
Sorry. I was hearing a ringing noise and I was like, where's that coming from my cans? JP, thanks indeed. George Ezra has announced an extra show on the 8th of June at the Olympia Theatre in Dublin. The concert is scheduled off the back of his sellout shows in the three arena, the INEC and SSE arena. But he's coming back to Dublin for a more intimate gig on the 8th of June. Honestly, I thought George was a fan of Budapest. But it turns out he prefers the green, green grass of Dublin.
Okay.
JP.
Ray, thank you. US celebs celebrated Mother's Day over the weekend. The likes of Kim Kardashian, Cardi B and Gwen Stefani have all been snapped partying with their own kids to mark the occasion. 83-year-old martial arts hero Chuck Norris hit his own mother Wilma with a lovely note saying, "I love you more than words can say." She's 102, by the way.
Wow.
So we know where Chuck gets his longevity from. Of course, Chuck is so tough. Rumour has it that when he was born in 1940, he drove his mother home from hospital. Whatever.
That was your
entertainment update.
Elbow at the window. Thank you and good night.
This is the house that funk builds.
Lizzo and Juice, Today FM, we play the music you love. Oh, what a show. What a beautiful man Mark McCabe is. He was joined us a few minutes ago. He's a
lovely man.
Get on the listen back on the todayfm.com website over there. Get your podcast. Do we have a podcast?
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
Wow. Isn't it amazing? A year and a half on the air, and we've just mentioned the podcast for the first time. I tell you, we're full digital around here.
There's so much we didn't get to do on the show today.
Yeah. We didn't get to do Castle Blaniac 2000, where Maniac 2000 DJ Mark McCabe tells us he's organising his own music festival in Castle Blaney this summer. It's called Castle Blaniac 2000. 2000. We didn't get to do Chuck David Norris. Chuck David Norris.
Go on, right?
Where we test how far Chuck Norris can throw Senator David Norris.
Chuck Norris is 83. Do you reckon he could throw him far? I don't know.
He's a strong... He's looked after himself.
Sure has.
And we didn't get to do Green Green Ass, where Green Green Grass singer George Ezra tells us he's coming to Ireland to buy a donkey. He wants a green one, by all accounts, in Green Green Ass. Maybe we'll do that. Apparently we're back on the radio tomorrow from 2 p.m. and Matt Cooper's on the way next.